As the Betari Shpilu Nishmas, my grandmother, Rachel Miriam Bas, Naftali Tzvi Alea Shalom. So, we're going to start off with some Purim Torah. First of all, I know we're already Daf Hey or close, but it's so gepakt in the beginning of the Masechta, so I'm still a little behind. But we'll be able to catch up once we get to the Agadita. There'll be room to catch up. But we'll start with some Purim Torah. In the city of Brod, the Nayid Yehuda's son, Yaakov, who was known as Yaakovka Landau, lived. And on Purim, I don't know what year it was, he sent the following letter to the Beis Ephraim. Ephraim Zalman Margolius also lived in Brod. And the letter started off and said, in a whole poem, Echayev Inish Libsube Kiyay Mazeh, person's obligated to become intoxicated, until the point that I don't understand pshat in the Gemara that we had, shall beis Rebbe mevatlin Talmud Torah uvayin lishma'im rikra Megillah. The Gemara in Daf Gimel said that shall beis from mishpacha is their mevatel the avoida mikan samchu shall beis Rebbe they were mevatel Talmud Torah for rikra Megillah. Frekt Rebbe Yaakovka Landau. Halai kriyasa zu Talmud Torah. What do you mean? You're mevatel Torah to read the Megillah? Reading the Megillah is not Talmud Torah? How's that bitul Torah? V'chein ha-shemea koine. So what bitul Torah is it shaykh to say on someone who's Isaac and kriyas ha-Megillah? And especially we know Esther was said Baruch HaKadosh. It's one of the ksuvim, mikroi kodesh. It's zikr Talmud Torah. So what's the bitul Torah to go read the Megillah? You're also learning. So he says, and if you're going to say that the Bittul Torah was because they had to go and gather, leave the yeshiva, so to speak, the Mokam Avad, to go hear the Mikra Megillah, and at that point is while they're going, they're being mevatel from learning, and we'll see more at the end of this year about this. Ulechayra lishna de Gemara mashma kein, because the lashon in the Gemara is Shamru uba'in lishmaya mikra Megillah. They're mevatel Torah uba'in. What do you mean uba'in? Why did the Gemara have to say uba'in? It's an extra lashon. Should say mevatel Talmud Torah lishmaya mikra Megillah. So he says, if that's the pshat, so lechayra he says that itself is shver. We just had the Gemara. And Daf Hey that says that according to Rav, Megillah bizmana karnasa biyachid. And Rashi says that afilu chatchila Rav holds you can kar biyachid. So then why taked the base Rebbe not read it biyachid? Why were they mevatel Torah? L'chaira, let them read it biyachid. You tell me the bitul Torah was the going, so don't go. Just read the Megillah and you're okay. So he's bothered by a number of questions as well. It's daichik to say with shalei bizmana. Okay. V'ulai he ends off, kasher yofig yaini, when I'm going to come sober up a little bit, tisyashiv daiti limsev peshadover, maybe I'll figure out the answer to this. V'vatomarti, but now I'm intoxicated, I said to myself, daigo v'levi shiasichena, if a person's worried about something, you tell it over to somebody else, the Pasuk of Mishlei says. So I'm sending this simcha, this shaila to you, to the Beis Ephraim. So the Beis Ephraim in the next siman answers off, and he says, "I got your letter." And he says, "But I couldn't answer. I already also had a lot of wine, and therefore I had to wait ad pug yaini until I sobered up." So it sounds like it was the next day when he finally wrote this tshuva. So he says, "Chiddush number one." The Beis Ephraim says, "Va'imra ani." He says, "You don't have a kasha. Reading the Megillah is not Torah. It's not limudat Torah." Rakriyasa zuhi lula upirsume nisa. It's saying halal and pirsumanes. And therefore he says, therefore it's called bitul Torah. Lamaisa, you're not learning. You're reading a Megillah. Now he says a big chiddush. We're going to have later on a machlaikis if it was originally given the Megillah just to be read, or was it given to be written? He says it doesn't make a difference which way you say it. Even if it was given to be written, the tzivui was not to write it down, to learn from it, like other Nevi'im and Ksuvim. It was only the Chazal were Mesek and Alpi Ruach HaKadosh that you have to read it from a Ksav, but it's not a Limud HaTorah like you learn any other of the Nevi'im. Mikol Mokim Kishe Kairim Boy, Ein Boy Rak Mishum Kiyom Mitzvah Kriya. Shakriya eina kedeli islamed. You don't read the Megillah to learn the Megillah. Rak leman yisapru livneim daracharayin, just to tell the next generation the pirsa manesa what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did. Veina doyim elishar neviyum aksuvim shenemer beruach HaKadosh umasu la'am Hashem b'tiras divrei kabbalah k'divrei Torah. The rest of neviyim were written beruach HaKadosh and they were given as divrei kabbalah lilmoid b'hem, to learn them. Ulitach lezeim ksuvim, and the reason they're written down is that we should learn from them. Umesurim la'am Hashem eile mashenkim b'megillah. Even though it was given to be written, the writing was only to be able to be mekayim the kriya. And he continues like a shtarkite. If a person reads the Megillah be'emsa hashana, afi meivin mashakayir, even if he understands it, ein edayim lekayir b'neviyim uksuvim shenitnu lilmay v'loy l'shem mitzvah kriya b'vat. So that's it. Very stark. It's not Limud HaTorah. Not Limud HaTorah. Even in the rest of the year, he says, if you learn, it's not Limud HaTorah. It's not Limud HaTorah. The Megillah is Kriyasa, finish. Now, we pause over here. The Abenezer, in a tshuva, in the middle, someone quoted this Beis Ephraim, and he says, I mean, it's in the Beis Ephraim, he writes, the Abenezer writes, in Tavkuf Yud Zayin Ois Yud, Lo'amid she'yotzeh dvar me'elu mepi oisit tzaddik. So I can't believe the tzaddik says such a thing. The Yidat Mekayim Limud HaTorah, he says, what all those agaritas, blatter of agaritas, of Jerushas, the Chazal made. He says, they were wasting their time? And if it's not Torah, who allowed them to be mevat the Torah, to make all these drushas? He says, it's not the whole thing doesn't make any sense. Elevadai, Megillas Esther, he says, is regular Nevi'im and Ksuvim, and there's Limudim, Bechol Kites, Vekites, Benigla, Benister. He's not happy with this. But as I talk to Beis Ephraim, no Kiyam of Limud HaTorah. But he says to Rabbi Yaakovka, but I'm going to be masking that you have a Kasha, but on something else. You should have asked the Kasha on something else. And with this. Here, good. He says, but you should have asked the following Kasha. The Gemara in Daf Shabbos says that Mafsikin Likriyashma. You're mafsik to read Kriya Shema, and the Gemara says even mafsik from Divrei Torah. So you stop learning to say Kriya Shema. Says Rashi, why? Because Kriya Shema zman amidereisa. Kriya Shema bizman is a mitzvah deraisa. So you have to stop learning because it's a deraisa in order to say Kriya Shema. Frek the Beis Ephraim. One second, l'chayra Kriya Shema zicher Torah. Right, it's a pasuk in the Torah, and in fact, the Gemara Menachos tells us that if a person reads Kriya Shema in the morning, in the evening, he's mekayim liyomer sefer Torah zeh mipicha. He's mekayim liben haTorah, and we know it says if you read Kriya Shema after the zman, what's the lashon lehifsid el kekayre baTorah? The Mishnah in Mezach the Bracha says so. Kriya Shema zicher liben haTorah. So one second. So why does Rashi have to tell me the reason you're mevatel Torah to read Kriya Shema Zok to Rashi because it's a mitzvah deraisa? What is the mitzvah? Because man is deraisa. It's a mitzvah to read his man deraisa. What's the bitul Torah? What's the bitul Torah? L'chaira, you're learning, and now you're also learning, and you haven't even a milah. You're mekayim mitzvah to say. So what's like the big chiddush here? You're not doing anything. So what's the Gemara's chiddush? First of all, why does Rashi have to say out zman? And secondly, he says, what's the hefsik? You're not being mevatel Torah. Adarabba, you went from one Torah to saying another Torah. And the Gemara says further in Brachis, Amar of Mani, Godol akayre kriyashma ba'inasa yoyser me'oysik ba'Torah. The Gemara says, since if you're reading the Torah, you're mafsik to say Kriya Shema, Zekter Mani, you see that reading Kriya Shema bizmana is even greater than Eisek HaTorah. Right, the base of Rahim, of course, what's the chiddush? This was Torah, and now you have Torah plus a mitzvah bizmanai. It's pasha. Like, what's the big deal? Raman is coming. You see, it's greater than Eisek HaTorah. So this says the Beis Ephraim is that this kasha that you were asking by Mikra Megillah, what's the bitul Torah, l'chayri, read the Megillah, which I knocked off and says not, but the kasha, I found another place to ask the kasha. He says, Bemis, I found the chiddush HaRashi in Brachis. And this Rav Mani, who says that Godol HaKayre Kriya Shema Ba'inasa more than Isaac Batayra, Zok the Rajba Batayra's Lav Dafka. Because he's Medayik the Rajba, Batayra means Psukim. It's Godol reading Kriya Shema Bizmanai more than other learning Tayra Shebiksav. Zok the Rajba means Afilu Min Hashoina. Even if someone is learning Mishnayos or Gemara, someone who is reading Kriya Shema Bizmanai, Ramani saying, is greater than him. What's the nafkamina? The nafkamina is if you're middle of learning Gemara, and now it comes time for Kriya Shema. So are you mafsik to read Kriya Shema or not? And on that we're saying, the Gemara says, that since you're reading Kriya Shema Bizmana, that's even bigger than somebody who is learning, because you stop your learning of Mishnayos or Gemara in order to read Kriya Shema Bizmana. Says the Rashba, who are we talking about? We're talking about someone who is Teirasai Umnasai. He never stops learning. He doesn't stop for anything. He's Teirasai Umnasai. So really, he's not mafsik for anything. For any mitzvahs, he's not mafsik for tefillah. He's not mafsik for anything. And that comes along, Rav Mani and the Mishnah tells us, but even bigger than someone who is learning Torah all the time, a shayna who is a Teirasai Umnasai, is reading Kriya Shema Bizmanai. Kriya Shema Bizmanai is even bigger than someone who is being shayna, and therefore he has to be mafsik. Now, Igrata brings Yerushalmi that I had learned the two places, Yerushalmi and Brachas and in Shabbos. The Yerushalmi has a machloikas taka. If when it says your Kriya Shema Bizmanai, is it greater than someone who reads, is learning Mikra, or someone who is Shoina? This is what the Rashba brings is Yerushalmi. He says a machloikas, but we're not going to get into that. And the Beis Ephraim is very busy with the Yerushalmi. As much as I have a taiva to do that, we're going to leave it as less complicated. So therefore, zakte, that's what the Rashba says. So comes along the Beis Ephraim, and he says, Memela, if we're going to now have your kasha, Rabbi Yaakovka, your kasha by Mikra Megillah, and we seem to have it by Kriya Shema as well, so now we understand. He says, someone who is learning Mishnah and Talmud, and is Teirasai Umnasai. For him to stop learning Mishnayos and Talmud, to go read Nevi'im and Ksuvim, is Bittul Talmud Torah. You're being Mevatel Talmud Torah by stopping to learn Mishnayos and Gemara, to read any Nevi'im and Ksuvim. And Kol Shekhen Kriyas HaMegillah. Kriyas HaMegillah, like I said, is not even a mitzvah. But even if Naniach it's a mitzvah, we're talking about Kriya Shema. Kriya Shema is Psukim. And on that, the only reason why you're allowed to stop your learning of Mishnayos and Gemara to say Kriya Shema is because Kriya Shema Bizmana, the Maila of Ba'inasa Bizmana, is so great that it's even more chashuv than Mishnayos. But if not for that, you couldn't stop and stop say Kriya Shema. You couldn't stop and say Kriya Shema. And the chiddush is that Mikra Megillah, which is Persumei Nisa, also has that Maila. Also has that Maila. And that's why it says, Shel Beis Rebbe. What's Beis Rebbe? Beis Rebbe, what, they stopped learning Chumash by Beis Rebbe? No, they were learning Mishnah in Beis Rebbe and Gemara. And they were Teirasam Umnasam. They weren't stam people. What's the Nafkamina? Someone who's not Teirasam Umnasam, it's not a Chiddush that he stops learning even Mishnayos to say Kriya Shema. Because he stops to work, and he stops to do all his other Tzrachim, so why shouldn't he stop to say Kriya Shema? Right? Elamai, he's not going to learn at that moment. He'll make it up later. He's anyways not learning all day. So he can make it up. It's only a chiddush, someone who's learning all day never stops for anything. Now you want him to stop and he's going to lose out because he can't make up this time. Because when's he going to make it up? He's learning all the time anyways. So that person doesn't stop for davening. He doesn't stop for any mitzvahs midrabbanan for sure. At the later on, the Beis Ephraim is going to say he won't stop for halal even. Halal he won't say. All things, he'll never stop for anything. Comes along a chiddush that he stops for Kriya Shema be'oinasa. Because the Zman of Kriya Shema Bizmana is enough to get him, is great enough to get him to stop. And that the Chiddush of our Gemara is that also Mikra Megillah for those people, because of the Pirsa Manes, even though it's Bittul Torah, because you're going and laning Psukim, but the Pirsa Manes, even though you're learning Mishnayos and Teirasum Nasam, he will be Mevatel to hear Mikra Megillah. Why? How do we know such a thing? Kriya Shema, we say it's a big Maila. Zokter, that's what they learned, al pi ruach ha-kodesh, from the words, mishbacha, mishbacha, that a kavachaymer from Avoida, that tells me that yes, it is so chashiv, ye'ivim mevatel Torah. And he says that's a lashon of the Yerushalmi also. The Yerushalmi didn't say shel beis rebbe, it said mikan lebeis havad sheyu batel. Beis havad is a makam of a yeshiva. A yeshiva kavua, where they learn Mishnayos and Gemara, and it's Teirasai Umnasam. Now he says, even a Chiddush, he says, When I tell you to stop learning Mishnayos and Gemara, to read Psukim, is Bittul Torah, he says, afilu if you're going to learn Nevi'im Iksuvim, Bidroshes HaMikrois. You're not stop reading like Kriyas Megillah. You're not just reading the Nach. You're going to learn it up with the Gansu Droshes, everything. It's also Bittul Gabe Mishnah v'Gemara. It's a big chiddush, the Beis Ephraim saying it. And he continues. So this is the Beis Ephraim giving us two terutzim on this Veltz Kasha. Why, L'chaira, what do you mean Mevatel and Talmud Torah for Mikra Megillah? Mikra Megillah is Talmud Torah itself. So his first teretz is, no, it's not. And his second teretz is, even if it is some type of Talmud Torah, it's only psukim. And therefore, without a drasha from Chazal, for someone who's Tairasam Umnasam, like Shalbeis Rebbe, that would be called Bittul Torah, and it is called Bittul Torah, to stop learning Mishnayos and Gemara, to go read the Megillah. So that's step number one. The Reb Shlomo Kluger in Shulchan Aruch, there's a Shvera tour that we'll get to in a moment, maybe, but in the middle, he says like this. He says, he's coming to be Miyashiv the tour, and he says as follows. He says, I wrote in a different Sefer of mine, Sefer Achayim, to be miyashiv kushyos ha'olam. What does it mean? Mevatan Talmud Torah harei Megillah nami havi Torah. So this was this kasher Reb Yaakovka had on Purim when he was drunk, intoxicated. I don't know if he was drunk. He was mevusam. So the Velt has this kasha. Because after liyashiv says Reb Shlomo Kluger, no, he says when you have two things, you have to have kavana for one or the other. When you're doing something that has two aspects, he says kavana lishnei dvarim loy mahani. So if you're reading the Megillah because there's a mitzvah kriyas ha-Megillah, you can't have kavana for limud ha-Torah. You can't. It's one or the other. If you have kavana for limud ha-Torah, you're not yaitzah kriyas ha-Megillah. So memela, it's one or the other. So memela is nishken kasha. With that, he's miyashiv a shvera tour. Okay, we'll go. You can look over there. He makes all different types of cheshbainas with two things going on and which one cancel out each other because you could have makshava for two, one have makshava for two. But that's, so Reb Shlomo Kluger is coming along with the teretz and saying, avada, it's true, it is limud ha-Torah, but lemaisa, you're not yoitze the mitzvah of limud ha-Torah because you can't. So it's called bittul of Talmud Torah. Well, you can't anyways, you're Baltaiza, whatever, it's not Nagaya. Right. So you weren't Yaitza, a kilo carbatar, a hipsy kilo carbatar, means you have to even have it. Yeah. It could be. Or maybe it's a default. If it's not shy, it could be it's a default.
So you don't have the wrong kind of
money,
you get back to it.
Now, it's Yadua also, famously, B'Shem the Biskarav, and Reb Turchin brings in Kutchas Chanukah Megillah in a footnote, B'Shem the Biskarav, that the Biskarav also said this Yasaid, that Mitzvahs Kriyas Megillah is not Midin Limud HaTorah, it's Midin B'Chachamim, we're Mitzaveh to read it, Mishum Persume Nisa, and Persume Nisa is not Limud HaTorah, and he says, for example, he brings rayas to this, in different rayas to it, and he says, that's pshat, that they were mevatel Talmud Torah, because the mice at the end of the day, the fact that you read it is not a kiyum of Talmud Torah. Chazal were mesakin to read it. Haloyes shasham ashuris. A guy doesn't understand Hebrew at all. Loyes, right? He doesn't understand. He's yaitzer a mitzvah. Why? How's he yaitzer a mitzvah? No one. You're not yaitzer limud ha-Torah if you don't understand what you're saying or what you're being yaitzer. Now you said okay, but maybe the guy who does understand is yaitzer. Zok de b'iskarav. You see from there clearly that it's not a din of limud ha-Torah, and memela, there's no limud ha-Torah going on here, so it's called bittul Talmud Torah. Okay, that is that world. Now, in the tour on this halacha, he says, "V'tzarach adam lizar shalei levatel kriyasa." You have to be careful not to levatel kriyasa. Shafilu kehanim tzrichin levatel me'avidasam. Even kehanim have to be levatel. Vafilu Talmud Torah sheshkula kenega kol hamitzvos mevatan oisol lishmoy mikra megillah kol shekein shara mitzvos. Now this is the shvera Torah the Reb Shlomo Kluger was bothered by because the chari, what do you mean afilu kayanim afilu Talmud Torah. We said Talmud Torah is a kavachaymer from the avoda. Right, the Avodah is a much bigger chiddush. Kavuchaymer. So lechayre, he should have said afilu Talmud Torah, vafilu even a bigger chiddush kayhanim. He went out of order. Reb Shlomo Kluger wants to say, this is where he says, he wants to say, you know what Talmud Torah is talking about? If you're learning about the Avodah. Because since when you learn about the Avodah, it's kilu hikriv, so you're doing two things. You're doing a hakrava, it's like a Shlomo Kluger chap, and you're learning Torah. But one second, could you do two things or not? That's when he starts getting into all these cheshbainas. So it's a chiddush also. The ki'ilu hikriv is like being makriv. All right, but that's weird. That's what he's commenting in Farsh. But okay, so zakti beisayis, if it brings the ran, that their mevatel abidasin and come to hear mikra megillah. Now l'chayra, it says zakti ran, they could do the avodah, plenty of time, do the avodah in the morning, and then go read the Megillah. So what does it mean, vatal? They don't bring the carbon tamid? Of course they brought the carbonus. Right, Tyson says it also. The bittul is, the bittul of the, by the kehanim of the avoida is, that they come, they delay the avoida for what? To come to hear the mikra megillah bitzibur. So the mefarshim point out, that according to the Ran and others, and it could be the Ran says the mefarsh somewhere, that the bittul Torah is not in the actual reading of the Megillah. Could be when you read the Megillah, you yaitza liman ha-Torah, there's not going to be bittul Torah. But the bittul Torah was that they had to come, like Rabbi Yaakovka said. Right? He said, maybe the bittul is uva'in lishmaya. They come to read it bitzibur. That's the bittul Torah, that they left the bismedrish to go read a bitzibur. Now, why did they do that? Rabbi Yaakovka didn't like that, because he said, who said to Mikra Megillah, bizmani, could even be yachid. Vaistachais, b'raivam hajas melech, there's a din to come and read a bitzibur, even though you could be yaitze b'yachid. So the bittul Torah is they came and they read a bitzibur. And in fact, the Bach here has a whole arichas also about this, and he brings this ran, and he's also coming to, he's very bothered by the tour. What's the tour? But tzarech adam lizar shlelevato kriyasa hilkach tzarech li adam lizar bazeh. Like the tour goes on and on over here about how careful you have to be not to be mevatel. So he says an interesting thing. He says in the tour's generation, just like a historical thing, loy hayu nizharim likreis hamegillah beveis hakneses im hatzibur. They read Megillah b'yachid. They didn't go to shul b'tzibur. Imishum tirdas hachana sudas purim. They're busy making the sudas purim. No one wanted to leave the house. Oymi b'nei she'ishtoi v'yelada v'uvanav. Shekosh aleim lo v'yves ha'knesses. He has a whole family at home and they can bring them, schlep them to shul. Okay. It's one of the hardest things of purim is getting the women and children to shul for twice, night and day. Right? It's not just tkiyah shayv, twice. He says, so they read it at home, for prat balayla at night, to bring them to shul. But they had a minyan. They would take a minyan to their house, and they would read it. So the neighbors would all get together. What does it mean that the Torah says, make sure not to be mevatel kriyasa? Of course, it's a mitzvah. You got to read the Megillah. He means, imatzibur beveis hakneses. He means you got to go and leave your house and go to shul. And don't be saying, oh, what do you mean? I have a different mitzvah. I got to take care of making the suda. Even the kehanim, who could have done the avodah later and then read afterwards, what did they do? They were mevatel. They delayed the avodah to go read in the shul b'tzibur. Right? Why? Because b'rayvam is more persume nisa. Im kain kol shekain sharechidim. Vafilu Talmud Torah. When he says Vafilu Talmud Torah, he says it means to say Va'oid yesh lahavi raya mit Talmud Torah. Talmud Torah shkula kenegik shalar mitzvahs. And what do you do? You leave and go to this Beis HaKnesses. Sharev Beis Rebbe Mevatel to come to the Beis HaKnesses. So the bittul is not in the learning itself, because when you read the Megillah, it could be a takayitza, the limud ha-Torah. It's not mefurish, but you see from the Ran, they're not bothered by that. The bittul was that they're leaving and to go read a bitzibur. That leaving the besmedrish to go read a bitzibur is called the bittul Torah. Now the Hafla in Shulchan Aruch talks about this, because the Magen Avraham writes, the Magen Avraham brings us, when the Magen Avraham in this halacha and Tav Reish, Hey Zion here, on this halacha that says you're mevatel in Talmud Torah lishmoya mikra megillah kavachayim lishar mitzvah shel Torah zok the Magen Avraham, what does it mean lishmoya mikra megillah b'tzibur? So you see he's going to Beis Yosef in the Bach that the mevatlin is lishmoya mikra megillah b'tzibur. So So the Hafla on this Magen Avraham says as follows. He says that that's not the bittel. The bittel is not because you're coming out to read a Bitzibur. He says that, and I was Maramas this before, Taisvah says, on the top Taisvah, on Daf Gimel, Taisvah says, Mevatlin, that they're Mevatl the Avoida, that's Taisvah's Lashon, the Kasha, why do they have to be Mevatl it? Halei Acher Akriya, Yesh Harbay Shah, Yesh Lavoida, there's plenty of time. Mevatl means they didn't bring the Karban, there's plenty of time after Kriyas and Megillah to bring the Karbanis. So he says, no, Bittl means when you are doing something and you stop doing it. It was time to do the Avoida, and instead they went and did something else. That's called Bittl. So Zakta Hafla, if you're in the middle of learning and you stop to go learn something else because you have to do something else, that's called Bittl. You stopped learning what you were doing. That's what Hafla says. If you're Oymed in a Limud, who paisik be'emsa, why? So I should go read the Megillah B'tzibur? Zel Mikri Dechia, that's called Uchamashikas HaTaisis Ba'avoida. So the Nekuda of the other Rishayim sound like because they did an actual Bittl, because they stopped learning. Why? In other words, on the way to Shul, that is Bittl Taira, right? They're not learning at that point. When they get there, they're learning again. But he's saying, no, Avada could be Mikra Megillah is learning. But since I changed and I was Mechuyiv to change what I was learning, that alain is called Bittl Taira. Now the Aruch HaShulchan, and this also says this, and he says, the walking. Then you got to wait till everybody comes. You're hacking around in shul. So it's similar. The Ram didn't speak these words out for Farish, right? But the Yisoid HaDavar is, he says, while you're going and you're waiting, all that time, Lamais, you're not learning. Again, when you're going to start to learn, start the Mikra Megillah, could be that's Takalim HaTaira. But because of that, there was a lot of wasted time, and that was Bittul Taira. Now there's one last Nakuda here in the Gemara, and that is that the Rishonim, the Magen Avraham asks Akasha, in the next Magen Avraham, and he says, because the Shulchan Aruch says, there's no mitzvah that's nidche, you stop everything for Mikra Megillah. Frakta Magen Avraham, one second. In our Gemara, the Gemara said that Talmud Torah is a Kal V'Chomer from Avoida, but the Gemara came out that it's only Talmud Torah the Yachid. Talmud Torah the Rabbim is Chomer me Avoida. So Frakta Magen Avraham and others asked us as well, what's going on over here? L'chaira, if it's Talmud Torah, the Rabbim should be Matcha Mikra Megillah. Why is it paskind not like that? So the Magen Avraham answers, and others say this as well, that when the Gemara means Talmud Torah, the Rabbim means Talmud Torah, the Kol Yisrael. Like by Yerichai with Yeshua, and Yerichai with all of Klal Yisrael. All of Klal Yisrael is Taka bigger than anything. But we don't have the Bizman Hazeh. We don't have Kol Yisrael. So Mamela, we never have a Talmud Torah, the Rabbim. So that's an interesting thing. But the Aruch HaShulchan says a big chiddush here. He says, "Lididi lekasha klal." He says, "I don't understand what the Magen Avraham's problem is." Ta Gemara imeres de Rabbim leka kal v'chomer. All the Gemara says by Talmud Torah the Rabbim is no kal v'chomer. Aval mikol mokim tzrichim levatel Talmud Torah v'lishmei Megillah. You still have to levatel Talmud Torah v'lishmei Mikra Megillah. Now, l'chayr, what's going on here? So what I think I understand this to mean is we have a pasuk of mishpacha mishpacha. Mishpacha mishpacha tells me that avoida is so chamer avoida. You're mevatel even the avoida uvoin lishmei Mikra Megillah. Mikan samchu Rabbi, the Talmud Torah also gets that same halacha. Now Rabbi came along, and you have to know again the lashon the Gemara is mikan zeshval Torah lishmei Mikra Megillah. Kal v'chomer me avoida. I don't know who made that kal v'chomer. Was it part of the Gemara saying that's a kal v'chomer that Beis Rebbe used? We're assuming that's what Rebbe made this kal v'chomer. I'm not 100% sure. But what it sounds like to me for the Aruch HaShulchan is saying that yes, the Gemara comes along and says it's a kal v'chomer me avoida. So on and so forth. And therefore, now the Gemara says, what do you mean? There is an aspect of Talmud Torah that's more chomer than avoida. Zakta Aruch HaShulchan, that's very nice. So you don't have a kal v'chomer. But the fact remains that there's a gili from the pasuk of Mishpacha Mishpacha that tells me that any mitzvah, as chomer as it could be, is nidcha mipnei Mikra Megillah, which seems to be a very big chiddush in the Gemara here. There are others, they're not saying like that. The insight is that even though the Kavel Chaimer didn't end up for Talmud Torah the Rabbim, but the halacha blives true. Where's this halacha? Mishpacha, mishpacha, mikan samchu Rebbe. Mikan samchu Rebbe is not locked into the Kavel Chaimer. Whether it was Rebbe's Kavel Chaimer, the Gemara's Kavel Chaimer, the Gemara is trying to prove that the Kavel Chaimer from Avoida. But at the end, even if you don't have that Kavel Chaimer, the fact that you're Mevatel Avoida tells you that even all mitzvahs are batel mipnei Mikra Megillah, even Talmud Torah, the Rabbim, Kenirali, that's what the Chiddush Darach HaShulchan is saying over here. So Acharei Kechlai Sakal, we have a big machlokes if during Mikra Megillah itself, we are Yoytzei Mitzvah Talmud Torah or not. We had a whole first half are saying that you're not Yoytzei either because it's not Talmud Torah, it wasn't a Tikkun of Talmud Torah, you can't do two things at once. That was like the first way of thinking. The second way of thinking is Avada is a Mitzvah Talmud Torah, but there are other bittles. The fact that you had to stop learning to go Bitzibur on the way, stopping what you're doing itself is called a bittle, or any of the other waitings around, and the hummans in the middle maybe are also part of the bittle Torah. I don't know if that's part of it or not, but that is the bittle. Mashenkin, the actual Kriyas HaMegillah, could be is a Kiyam of Limanat Torah.